Right, good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 10th of September. And some of you will recall that I did, or we did, but I did pods all through the Euros. I think we did every single day of the Euros, and I did them with some numpty called Scott. And he's back. He's back for the season for 2021-22 to help me look at the Premier League and do some cards bets and things. Morning, afternoon, Scott. Not morning, afternoon.
Afternoon, Ian. Great to be back. And I, as you know, I've been wanting to come back for a long time. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, we'll let the listeners decide whether they want you to come back or not.
Yeah.
What I will say is, we are going to run through the. We will do some European football if it crops up. But we're going to run through the Premier League today. I'm going to do mine. Scott's going to do his. The best way to get this pod listened to and heard is, if you wouldn't mind, if you listen it on Apple or Spotify or Google Podcasts, if you could leave a review and rate it better than the guy who told me I was boring, then that just helps it jump up the list. And I believe it does wonderful things. And then we can get more listeners. And Scott and my time in this becomes worthwhile. Before we get going, Scott, I've got a few bits of admin and things to cover and a couple of topical points. Firstly, summer school, the 100-day process starts tomorrow. I've put a note on the summer school page for those. Great to see. I think we've got about 180 on there.
Yeah, amazing.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, that's come out. I think it's about sort of 50-60% of everybody who registered back in May when we started that. So, you know, to keep that sort of retention isn't bad.
That shows how good the summer school was, doesn't it? So
yeah. I mean, I you know, people did drop out, but that's absolutely fine. But yeah, it makes it all worthwhile, and I'm sure there'll be some benefit. Last call for some trading. I've put a note to the Ultimate and to summer school again, because they're the sort of people we'd like if they want to move on. Email Dave. So they're the two things. Obviously, the season gets going now, so all the processes will continue as normal. We've got that pesky international break out the way, where South Fraud once again can't defend a 1-0 lead. I don't know how many. There's going to come a day of reckoning. I don't know when it'll be, when people are going to go, that bloke from FTS, I knew he was right all along. They keep persisting with this fucking idiot.
Again, made no subs at all.
Yeah, well, again, I just don't watch him. I honestly would smash my TV in if I watched him. I saw the Kane goal on Twitter, cracking strike.
You think the goal he should have done better?
He's shit, isn't he? So he can't.
Yeah.
So, it's that idiot Szczesny. I hope he got his mobile phone out and did his little pitch side video on.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
It was a lovely shot.
I can't be having that Southgate. As I can't go over that again. Rekindle old memories. I did stay up, or I got up. I went to bed about midnight and got up and watched the tennis.
What a result.
The tennis and the NFL. I had the two TVs going. I quite like tennis, but I'm not a massive tennis watcher. I actually do prefer watching women's tennis to men's tennis, just because you tend to get longer rallies and a bit more.
Yeah.
I'm not a massive fan of the grunting, but
yeah, and it's a bit more unpredictable as well on the serve, isn't it?
Yeah, but absolutely fantastic. I mean, I'm incredible. I mean, the first set, well, both sets, she was just brilliant, you know. But having had that, what I'm really pleased about is having had that wobble at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And then having people like fucking Wankpot Morgan pile into her after that. For a young girl, young Kent girl, I hasten to add. I just think, yeah, absolutely brilliant. And, you know, best of luck to her.
His favourite for the final.
Yeah, I mean, I always look at things like that. It's a 50-50, you know, nerves and things will play a part. But
because I look at the players that they played as well, and the other girls played a lot harder opponents. So I thought that I was surprised she was quite as short as she is.
Yeah, but yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely superb.
Yeah. I was well chuffed when I saw this morning.
And yeah, best of luck to it.
Yeah, same.
And we're getting a bit of feedback there, Scotty boy. Is that getting feedback your end? I can hear a bit of feedback.
Sounds like my computer's whirring for some reason.
Yeah. Right. Well, no, that's all right. I'm all right now.
All right.
Yeah. Don't know what that was. Sorry, team. And then obviously I talked about the golf, the one-legged Suggsy couldn't beat the golf the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a great knack of wrapping myself around complete and utter imbeciles. I did forget the bit about the curry. We went for a curry afterwards, and it was really hot on whatever day it was, Monday. So we all just changed our shirts, jumped in a car, went for a curry. And Kevin Kelly changed his shirt into a white shirt.
Oh, at least it wasn't Irish.
And Suggsy predicted then to say that he'd broken the golden rule of going for a curry, turning up in a white shirt, because if you spill it down you, it stains. Of course, only one person threw their food down them.
And that was him.
Suggsy himself. So Kev's white shirt stayed pristine white. Suggsy, a bit like yourself, needs to learn to eat.
I was going to say that mine wouldn't have stayed white.
Stop dribbling it all down himself. But then he also has Kev do a bit of DIY for him this week. And Kevin does, he's got a new curtain pole to put up.
Oh, excellent.
Imagine it's a wooden one. So Kevin said to him, if you paint it to match the walls, and then I'll come round and put it up. And he's painted it the wrong colour.
Oh, no.
There is no helping the boy. I don't know. I know he likes the Fosters. Whether the Fosters has pickled him, the boy is an absolute numbskull. right, let's get into this football, son. First game up, we're at the top of the league and looking down on the nation, and the only explanation I can find is Kane chose to stay. Pep never got his way, and Tommy put us top of the league. If we win tomorrow, 12:30, we got it for another week. So it opens up 12:30 tomorrow. Palace versus Spurs. Palace at home. Palace are 4.6. Spurs 1.98. The draw 3.55. Palace have won just two of their last 27 at home to top six sides. Palace, I am telling you, are going down. Vieira will be a fail. They are going. Tottenham have won 22 of the last 38 when they've been in the top six. Obviously, it is early days. They had a period established at top six, slipped out of it last season. But they have won 22 of 38 away to bottom teams, bottom half teams. I do think Tottenham are a bit big here at 1.98. But they do have some numerous injury reports. Looks like Son may be injured from international duty at Korea. The South American fiasco.
Oh, it's a joke, that is.
Which I don't really know what is going on. Why? It's a whole podcast on why they let that game kick off in Brazil before going on and trying to arrest these Argentinians. So, obviously, we've got Lo Celso, Romero. So I don't really know. I think they've all been told they can't play. I think they're in Croatia a lot. Sanchez for Colombia. I think they've gone to Croatia to avoid having to be quarantined so they can still train.
Oh, okay.
Or coming back. We haven't looked great against Wolves and Watford. We've laboured a little bit. And Son has been the key to unlocking those guys. No, Ali got the penalty, but Son has sort of been the pace and things up front. If Son did play and the odds remained above 1.9, I'd be tempted. But just given I'm not really sure how that team is, it's not one that I want to touch. But again, the one I bet I do like in this is over 2.5. 15 of the 27 Palace games, 20 of those 38 Spurs games have gone over 2.5. I think it should be nearer evens. It's currently 2.16. I would only play if Spurs are at strength, if we have got Son. Playing, I'd like to see the Spurs team before I made a full decision on that. But it's one of those, if Spurs are reasonably full strength, grip it in the first 10 minutes and trade on a goal. If you get the early goal, wait for the second until you hit your entry point and scratch. Second goes in before you get that stage. Green it up or remove liability and scoop the lot on a third. I don't think Palace will be able to keep us out, I'll be honest. And I'm not sure that we'll keep them out, but we'll wait and see, particularly if our defence is a bit mixed up. But Spurs will win and we'll be top of the league for another week. On we go. Have you got anything in this particular match?
Well, I looked at it, and obviously it's two average sides, isn't it? And I'm not a fan of Vieira at all. He's not done that great anywhere he's gone so far. I know it's early days in his managerial career, but sometimes you get a feeling about people as managers. Henri is one, Vieira another. I just don't see it. And they failed to score in two of their three games. I can see, obviously I hope for you that Tottenham win 2-1 or something, because I can see another 1-0. Their last five meetings here in the league have all finished unders. And but I'm not going to have a bet on it, but if I was pushed, I'd be going Tottenham win.
Yeah, Tottenham win. It's unders because they had Royce, and now Roy's gone.
Yeah.
It's different.
That's true, yeah, it's different, yeah.
And of course, we've got the manager of the month, the brand new manager of the month. Nuno, manager of the month. There, so,
yeah, it's a nice start.
We're all there, son. Right. Next up is the old relegation six-pointer. Arsenal versus Norwich.
There's a few more listeners gone.
Looking up on the nation, and the only explanation I can find is their shit. We've only got in all my stuff, Arsenal in the bottom six. I've only got six games, so I mean they're being ridiculed. But to be fair, they've played the Champions League finalists. They've played Chelsea and City. Probably, in my mind, going to be the top two teams this season.
Yeah.
So it's a bit distorted. I didn't see the Brentford game, but
yeah,
these things can happen. I've said it all along. I do not think the manager is the right man. I think they appointed him because of the Pep connection and the fact he played for him. You know, I can say I'm probably going to be saying that for weeks because I'm not sure they're going to get rid of him.
Doesn't sound like it.
And I just don't get it at all. I just really do not think it's the man. And you can talk about, he's had four transfer windows. I did watch some of the City game, and the way they defended, it doesn't matter who they're playing, absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But they have had players out with COVID, not had full squad. They've pretty much got them all back. Xhaka's suspended because of the red card, which is probably a better thing than a worse thing, because he just seems to be an absolute clown in an Arsenal shirt. Yeah. Norwich are desperate. Norwich are going down. I do think Arsenal are a tad big at 1.54. If you wanted to get involved at that price, you know, if that's the price you like to bet at, I do think that Arsenal win this comfortably, personally, and get themselves off the mark and maybe out the bottom three. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Up to you, son.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. I've got nothing for me. They haven't scored, like you said, this season yet. They really should be putting that right this weekend. And yeah, I can't see anything apart from an Arsenal win by a couple of goals at least.
Yeah, and no bets for you, no cards.
No, nothing stands out on the cards either. So yeah, it's a no bet for me.
Okay, no problemo. Right, next one will be about 2 seconds for me. It's Brentford versus Brighton.
Oh, I know what you say. You want Lay Brighton?
No, both have started okay. Obviously, we've got limited data with Brentford being up. I'm just going to sit the game out, gun to me head. Yeah, Brighton don't win, and it's probably a draw. But at the prices and everything going on, I've got nothing.
Right. Well, I wrote on my notes that if I was pushed, I would say a draw and sit on a pretty strong reinforced fence because of my weight. I would be sitting on the fence at a draw as well, and nothing stands out on cards, so yeah, it's nothing for me in that game again.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Move on. Right, Leicester Man City. Obviously Leicester have been, you know, I think for the last 4 or 5 years the team that have probably improved the most, becoming a bit of a club that people like for the way they run. Obviously had those tragedy as well that they've come through. Not sure it's all going to go as well for them this season. They got a mediocre record against top sides. They've only won 5 of the last 12 when playing top 6 teams at home. City have won 24 of 33 away to teams sitting in mid-table, which Leicester are now. And I make City a bit big for this. a little bit big. Not big enough that I want to back it, but I just think they are a little bit big on price. I think, you know, I think they'll have a bit too much for Leicester here. I'm quite intrigued to see how Leicester get on this season, how they do. But I do think the 2.5 again is value here at 1.8. I was really surprised to see that price this morning. I have it around 1.65. It's one again exactly as per Palace. Either back it through the first 10 minutes if you're happy with 1.8, or let the game get going, and when it hits 2.0, back it for 10 minutes from that period, and treat it exactly the same. Remove goals on liability. I think Leicester are perfectly capable of scoring. You know, Vardy's certainly capable of getting in behind that lot. As Spurs, you know, if they play a bit like Spurs did when Spurs played City, try and hit them on that break. That is the one area where City are vulnerable. Spurs have had great success doing it. And in Vardy, they got the man with the pace to do it. So I think we'll see goals. So over 2.5 for me. Over to you.
Right, I've got same as you. I think away win for me. I've got no selection as far as goals. I looked at cards. Leicester got 5 cards v City last season, with 3 away and 2 here. And head-to-head shows 3 of the last 5, they got at least 2. But what put me off is this season, they've only got 2 cards in one of the 3 games. And last season here, they averaged just 1.26 cards. So it's a bit too low for me. So, I've not got anything for this.
Okay, right. Well, let that one go. So just the over 2.5s. Right. The next one's just nauseating to talk about. Man United versus Newcastle. It's going to be a Ronaldo wankfest alert. I wouldn't want to be in the stands personally. Just that lot all getting moist at the sight of Ronaldo coming back just doesn't.
Oh, big time.
It's funny what people moan about. You know, because I wake up early and I'm often awake in the night, 3-4 o'clock. That's when I sort of scour through the news and things like that. And I saw this week people moaning that this game's not live on TV because it's Ronaldo. And it sort of led then into a greater debate about 3 o'clock kickoffs being shown, which I think any study that looks into that shows it will affect all the lower tiers of football.
Yeah.
And the Premier League has got enough fucking money as it is and ruining the game to even contemplate that. So I'm quite strong on we should never show 3 o'clock football.
Yeah, agreed.
And I know people do have streams and this, that and the other, but that's always going to go on. But you're going to get to see him. He's going to play. He's going to be in the league. He's going to be on. You're probably going to see 25, 30 of United's games live on TV. I really don't get it. I mean, it's not like this isn't going to be covered. It's going to be all over the fucking TV Saturday on Sky Sports News and Match of the Day. I really don't understand what people are going on about and what they look up to. The match itself, they're 1.23, 7.8 the draw, 16.5 Newcastle. Ronaldo will probably score. Bruce out will be trending by 5 o'clock on Twitter, as it is every week.
Yeah.
And the world will go on. At the prices, nothing for me. United probably win. You?
Well, yeah, for me, I think the same as you. Obviously, you know, it's an obvious Man United win. The only thing I looked at, because goals, like you say, they're too low for pre-match. I was tempted on Man United to score 3. On their own, you know, they're half decent prices for that, but I've gone cautious. I thought, no, I'm not going to, but I wouldn't be surprised if Ronaldo got a couple. His record against Newcastle, by the count, is one of the better in the league for him. So I'd be surprised if he doesn't score 1 or 2.
Yeah.
But I have found a bet, my first one on cards. Newcastle here in the last 10 in the league have averaged 2.2 cards a game. 9 from the last 10 saw them collect at least 2. This season, they've got 7 cards in 3 games so far. And yeah, I think it looks a good bet. Sporting Index go 18 to 21, 10 points for a yellow. So there, you're needing a bet for a red card or 3 or more cards. And I see that Bet365 for 2 or more cards go 1.8 for Newcastle. Sky only go 1.62. We've got the usual thing now that people remember from the Euros is Marathon Bet. They tend to give better prices, But the reason for that is that obviously it has to be two separate players getting that card, and reds don't count. So Marathon do go 1.9, but I'm taking 1.8 at Bet365 because a red card will count. So that's what I will be on.
Okay, right, no problem. Okay, we'll do a summary of those at the end, as we said. Right, so next one is Saints versus West Ham. 2.98 the Saints, 3.6 the draw, West Ham slight favourites, 2.54. I have these odds about right, and I'll be honest, I couldn't pick a winner. Saints may win, they did well against United, won all draw. They seem incapable of holding leads, though, whenever, you know, been last two, 3 years, they get up in these games. They've led against Spurs, led against United twice, I think. Other teams, they just all Liverpool, I think they always seem to just give it up. And West Ham, obviously, are much improved after under Moyes, and they may well win. I truly have no idea. Saints, as I say, real funny side. So no bet. I do like unders here, but again, I just, you know, Saints are a team that, you know, another one, they can go and get battered 5-0. You just don't know what you're going to get with them.
No.
But given West Ham's improvement under 12 months, I just can't pull the trigger on anything. So I'm going to have a tentative mention of under 2.5 in this game is where I see it. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is a 1-1 draw, to be honest. That wouldn't surprise me as a result. But yeah, over to you, son.
Mute it to my ears, because I totally agree. Last season, this ended 0-0 and West Ham won 3-0 at home. But with this game, I can't see West Ham losing, and do think a score draw is a decent chance. So both teams to score at 1.64 on the exchange looks highly likely to me. And what I like is that 7 of West Ham's last 8 have landed both teams to score. So I'm certainly on that. And then I also found cards again. Southampton to get 2 or more cards. Last season, they got 3 cards in both games. And for this season, they've got at least 2 and 2 of the 3. And I think there must be a good chance of 2 cards. I don't think they'll get it their own way at all. I think they get a draw at best. This time, I am taking Marathon because just the odds difference is so big. Marathon go 2.22. Bet365 just go evens or 2. And Sky 1.91. So people just have to bear in mind with Marathon, they can either decide to do like I am and hope that 2 separate players get a yellow card, or take the evens and know that a red card is enough. But that's what I've got for this game.
Okay, Mucker, lovely. Then we got Watford Wolves. Watford 3.5. The draw 3.3. Wolves 2.4. Watford pre-season are tipped to go down. I think they are going to go down. They were resilient against Spurs, but 10 men behind the ball, it was pretty much all game. You're not going to go anywhere playing like that, you know.
No.
Spurs got the goal in the end, and that's what's going to happen. I can't believe that teams think that is going to work. I really just, because it doesn't.
That's got to come from the manager, isn't it? So.
Yeah, I mean, I see it. Spurs aren't the greatest at breaking these teams down, but I've seen it so often at Spurs that these teams come and invariably Spurs do get the goal, and there's much better teams like City, Liverpool, Chelsea that you might as well go and, if you're going to lose anyway, go and have a go, and if you nick a goal, then you've got something to protect. But just sitting back and waiting and letting them come on. So I think they're definitely going down. Wolves, by all accounts, playing well. I mean, I watched the game against Spurs. They battered Spurs. They did absolutely batter us. Traore absolutely caused us all sorts of problems. I genuinely have no idea how they didn't score. I mean, he was one through one-on-one. They had so many chances.
They missed so many.
But they don't, they don't see. I think like Arsenal, they've joined Arsenal as the only team in the Football League to not have scored yet. They've got to change that quickly or they'll be struggling.
Yeah.
But the football, I think they played well against United by the sounds of it as well.
They should have had 5.
So it's a no-get game to me, and gun to my head, perhaps a dull draw where much the same. Watford probably don't offer up much, and Wolves, I'm not sure that they're capable of firing at the minute. But they do need to solve that, Wolves. Or, you know, I always think with teams like that, if you have these good games and you don't capitalise, you will have a bad spell. And if you're having a bad spell when you're in the bottom 6, becomes a real battle. You know, that you get stuck down there and it becomes a real problem. So I think it's a game that Wolves will look at and think we've got to win this. But
yeah.
I'll just, yeah, gun to my head, a dull draw, son.
Yeah, well, like you, I thought it was a really hard game to call. I'd seen Wolves play United, and they really impressed me, actually. Just apart from, like you said, the final third, where they create chances, and Traore was excellent again that day. And United nicked it late on, like I thought they would, because we knew they would take the chance when they got one. So, yeah, for me, I think it's a tough game. I've got no bet on it, but if pushed, I can't see Wolves losing. I can see them nicking it 1-0 or something like that, or it could be one of those games where they get one, get a bit of confidence on that and click, who knows. But yeah, I don't see Watford getting anything. Well, I think they'll get a draw, but I can't see them winning in a tight game.
That's it, son. That's it. Okay. Next up, Chelsea versus Villa. You know, another one I keep talking, like I mentioned Lampard, keep talking about Chelsea's improvement under Tuchel. I'm convinced Chelsea will be right there come the end of this season. You know, I think I do repeat myself. I said they had a great squad last season. You know, the addition of Lukaku, people like Havertz having that year of experience now in the Premier League. I think he's a fantastic player, Havertz. Chelsea win this comfortably. They're 1.32. Chelsea are going to beat Villa, simple as that. And that's it. It's whether you want to back them at 1.32. It's not for me, but right. Chelsea are going to beat Villa. You.
Right, yeah, feel exactly the same as you. You know, I'm a Liverpool fan, but I'm one of the most honest fans there is. They got a draw at Anfield, and for me, if it stayed 11-11, there was only going to be one winner of that game. And even the whole second half against Chelsea, we never looked like scoring, and in fact, they still looked dangerous on the break when they got the ball. For me, like you, they're going to be tough to beat this season. And I can only see them winning this by two clear goals, but the odds are terrible just on that. So it's a no goals bet for me. But I do like cards, because a lot of the time when I look at cards, I don't know if every person that does cards looks the same as me, but I like to read the game as well. Because if I think, like, for instance, Man City are good for cards or something, but they're going to win 5-0, I wouldn't be going near them getting cards because I don't see them getting upset. So Chelsea, Aston Villa. I like Aston Villa to get a couple of cards. Villa have got 7 cards in their 3 games so far. And in the game they will be up against it from the start, head-to-head shows they got 4 across the 2 meetings last season. And the last 8 here in the league, they averaged 2.38. The last 20 away averaged 1.8 in the league. It's a worth a bet for me at a decent price. Marathon bet go 1.81. Bet365 go what I think is a more accurate price of 1.57. Sporting Index go 19-22, which means 10 for a yellow. So they're looking at a red or 3 yellows. So I'm taking the Marathon bet 1.81. And again, as I keep saying, you do need 2 yellow cards, not from the same player, and reds don't count. But I think at 1.81, based on that, it's a good bet because Villa are going to have a hard day.
Yeah, they are going to have a hard day. They are going to get... they are nasty, Villa. They threw me out of their grounds, so... threw me out of their grounds. Don't know how to behave themselves. Right, next up, Leeds versus your team, Liverpool. Leeds 4.5, draw 4.3, Liverpool 1.8. Leeds sitting bottom half. I've said I think Leeds might be struggle this year. And, you know, last year it was all a bit of a surprise. I think teams are going to work out how to play them this year.
I disagree with you again.
They are capable of beating teams. You know, they can turn it on a bit at times, but I think, as I say, people will find them out. Liverpool, in the last 46 games when they've been away to teams in the bottom half, they've won 31 of them. People writing Liverpool off, I don't think anybody's doubting, and I know I'm a Spurs fan, and we're top of the league, in case you didn't know.
Oh, but, no, it's funny, I didn't know that.
I don't think anybody's doubting that the top four is probably going to be City, Chelsea, Liverpool and Man United over 38 games. I'm not really getting anybody who disagrees with that. But obviously people argue how they're going to finish. And many people seem to have Liverpool in fourth place out of those four.
And I do.
I'm not so convinced. I think Liverpool will be right there. I really do. The African Cup of Nations will obviously be the spell when they lose Salah and Mane.
Yeah.
And that's when we'll find out. But I think Liverpool are a good side. I know they had that wobble last January when they lost their own record, but out of COVID times, caught behind them, you know, good manager, good back line. I think Liverpool will finish above Man United, personally.
Obviously, I hope you're right.
It's my view. So the problem we've got here is the South American fiasco,
yeah.
Because the keeper can't play, Firmino can't play.
And he's injured anyway, so that's not
somebody
so
else,
bad.
Somebody else can't play, I can't remember.
Fabinho, they're two big things for Liverpool.
Well, that's it, Fabinho. So I like the price on Liverpool. I think Liverpool will probably win, but it is the fact that we can't with this nonsense. I mean, I don't know whether it is all being confirmed, because Liverpool's apparently the teams are saying they don't agree with the ruling or whatever.
Yeah.
So I honestly don't know what the score is. So it's one I'll leave alone, but I do think Liverpool will get the 3 points.
Yeah.
Over to you.
Yeah, same as you. I could no way advise a goals bet or anything on a game when you don't know until kickoff, well, an hour before kickoff, who's going to actually play. Like you said, you keep hearing different things. You know, I hear that they're definitely not playing, and then I read something else saying they're fighting this. And so until kickoff, you just haven't got a clue. So Liverpool without Alisson and Fabinho is a big miss. Even though the young Irish, I think he's Irish, goalie is decent, I think he'll go with Adrian, and he's no way near as good. And Fabinho is my favourite Liverpool player. For me, he's the best player in his position in the world for me. So they're big losses, so I wouldn't be going anywhere near that game. But I do like cards again. Leeds to get two or more cards. Leeds have got at least two in their three league games so far. Head-to-head showed last season they did get two here, but zero at Anfield. Last season at home, they averaged 1.74 cards here in the league. And the site I use have got this really cool thing called similar level opponent, and it shows you the cards against teams rated similarly in the league.
Yeah.
And four of the last five here have got at least two cards. The bookies do agree. Sporting Index go 19 to 22. Bet365 go 1.67, and I'm going to take that. Sky go 1.62, and Marathon do go 1.74. But for me, for 0.07 difference, I'd far rather have a red card and one player getting two yellows in my favour for the sake of such a small difference.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll be going Leeds to get a couple of cards.
Okay, right. Good. Fabinho, best in the world in his position. Is that the words that just come out of you?
It is, yeah. I think he's the best defensive midfielder in the world.
Have you seen
that? And if you watch his game as well, he's actually pretty good going forward too. Rarely gives the ball away.
Have you seen Oliver
defend?
Stop talking. Have you seen Oliver skip?
I skipped it when he played.
You're an idiot. All right.
And he won't be playing this weekend, I think, by all accounts.
No, he's injured, and he got injured on 21 duty. Yeah. He actually, there was a lot of clamour over Winks, and there is a danger of the same happening with Skip, but I do think he is miles better than
me. Yeah, I've not seen him play, but I've heard good things, and obviously you've said as well.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's going to go on and be world class, but he looks to me a vast improvement on Winks. I'm not sure about his passing ability, but his actual tactical positioning and he doesn't give the ball away, and he gets stuck in as well. Winks was always a bit namby-pamby. Basically, Winks was shit, that's all you can say. Right, Everton versus Burnley finishes it off. I'm going to have a sneaky feeling that we've got FTS member Sam Cassidy listening.
Oh, yeah?
Sam, strap yourself in, son. Everton are my nap of the week. They are my absolute nap of the week. Benitez is a top manager. I do think the two teams that you are going to see stabilise themselves in the league, and I'm not saying, as I've just said, I think we're all playing for fifth place behind those four teams. But the team I do think that is going to, two teams that are going to stabilise themselves are Moyes at West Ham. I do think he's going to keep them as a top 6, 7, 8 team. And I think Benitez will do the same at Everton, given a bit of time. I know, obviously, the fans will look at the Liverpool link, but I think they are absolutely massive here today. Burnley have won 2 of the last 10 away to top half sides when they've been bottom 6. They're yet to be winning this season. I think they got 1 draw. Everton have started okay. Benitez already showing a bit of organisation to it. Lump on, fill your boots. Everton at 1.8. I would have them around 1.55, 1.6. Absolutely. Sam, go and sell the old house, son. Walk into a little Southport bookies, lump it all on. If Everton beating Burnley, fill your boots. Over to you.
Yeah, well, I think I said to you when we spoke yesterday that if I was to do 1x2 this weekend, it would be Everton. So I like hearing you say that because we think very similar again. As it is, I don't do 1x2. I only tend to focus on goals and cards. I was tempted to do Everton to score a couple. They have done in the 3 league games so far. But Everton did catch me out a few times last season at home to score a couple. And I know it's different now with fans back, etc. So I am playing safe and not having a bet here. But I, you know, if a gun to my head, I see them scoring a couple at a decent price. But I agree with you. I can't see how they don't beat Burnley.
No, I agree. Right. So I'll just do a quick rundown of mine and then you can do a run down of your bet. Yeah. So for me, if Tottenham are at full strength, particularly if Son plays, I do like the over 2.5 dripped in through the first 10 minutes and traded. Arsenal, I think, will win at 1.54. I'm not betting it, but I do think that's a win. Leicester versus City, I do like the over 2.5. Again, dripping it in either from the start or wait till it gets to 2. Very tentative on the unders at Saints. And Chelsea will win, Liverpool maybe, but Everton is a fill your boots job. And that is it for me.
Right, and for me, I've got Newcastle to get over 1.5 team cards at 1.8, bet 365. West Ham, Southampton, West Ham. Both teams to score, yes. 1.64, the exchange. Same match, Southampton over 1.5 yellow cards. 2.22 at Marathon Bet, but does need to be 2 separate players and red cards don't count. Chelsea, Aston Villa over 1.5 yellow cards. Again, 1.81 Marathon Bet, so again needs to be 2 separate players, no red cards. And then Leeds over 1.5 team cards in the v Liverpool, 1.67 bet 365, but a red does count also.
Okay, and you will put those on the spreadsheet for the Telegram group maybe so they can follow them.
Yeah, I can do.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about it. If somebody doesn't listen and you have a good week, then they might miss it. That's all I'm thinking.
All right.
Given that, I just was thinking that if you've got a couple of gems in there, then they might get to see them.
All right.
Right. Okay. Thank you ever so much for your time. And just remember, if we win tomorrow by 2:30, we'll be 5 points clear. We're there for another week. It's beautiful, isn't it? Isn't it lovely? Oh,
I bet there'll be a lot of people cheering for a certain result in that game.
And we've got Chelsea next week. We've put them to the sword, give them a pasting, and then we've got relegation fodder Arsenal. It's marvellous.
Happy days.
Yeah, all done. Right, I'll catch up with you. Obviously, we speak regularly. I'll catch up with you over the weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you ever so much for coming on. Best of luck with all your bets.
Yeah, and yourself. Thanks for having me back.
And I'll speak to you over the weekend. Everybody else, have a great weekend.